Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Sundown, while Mama was washing her hair. You can bet your bottom dollar she come looking for me when she finds that I'm not there. And if she catches her sweet thing fooling around, I know there'll be the devil to pay. She come blowing like a cyclone through that door, and I can hear exactly what she says.
Tony Booth and Taylor Lynn doing that one. A little song called Sweet Thing off of Taylor's Heart of Texas CD called Taylor Lynn Sings Loretta Lynn. And Taylor and Trey Twitty did a big show this past weekend at Hurricane Mills, their big 4th of July show that they do every year, and just had a huge crowd, I understand. And so congratulations to Taylor and Trey. We wish we could have been there with them. That would have been a lot of fun. Got the Hits Radio Show here at KNEL. I was just sitting here thinking that there is no place, absolutely no place in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show, listening to Pretty Miss Norma Jean.
Line. I know just what you're looking Casey.
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight?
It's good.
Good.
You say, Mama comes.
I sure can.
You say, say.
All right, I'll sure do it. All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
I wish I was wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with you, and I'm wishing that
Barbara Fairchild for you with a little song called I Wish I Was a Teddy Bear. That did a lot for her career in country music. And my goodness, what a tremendous song in this business. The great Barbara Fairchild. Always good to see Barbara. She's in Branson, Missouri now, so if you're ever up around Branson, you may check and see if she's doing any kind of a show or whatever. It's a great, great evening anytime you get a chance to see the great Barbara Fairchild live in person.
Can you play Bill Anderson, 20 Years?
20 Years by Bill Anderson. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I asked the man who drove the bus to let me off at Maple Avenue. He looked at me through puzzled eyes and said, "You don't live around here, do you?" I said, "No, but I don't come from quite as far back in the sticks as it appears." Said, "Yeah, but we ain't had a Maple Avenue around here for 20 years." I got off the bus and asked a man to show me how to get to Sam's Cafe. He stared at me real funny, said they tore it down when Big Sam passed away. Said, "Well, I've been away a while. I guess perhaps my memory's not too clear." He shook his head and said, "It's sad, but Sam's been gone for almost 20 years. My old hometown sure has changed in 20 years. I guess there's no point asking if Betty Carol Jackson still lives anywhere close to here. This is where I always thought we'd build our dream house, but that dream disappeared. And that's the biggest reason I've only come back once in 20 years." I remember just like yesterday, the Friday night we held our senior prom. I walked outside to get some air and found her there in Billy Taylor's arms. Kids all laughed at me and said they'd known about it since our junior year. I got so mad and hurt so bad, I hit the road and stayed for 20 years. It still hurts today, the same way it's hurt for 20 years. All the heartaches linger, and they still point their finger at like me and all my painful souvenirs. I thought maybe I'd matured a bit, but I guess I'm still wet behind the ears. I think I'll head on down the road, maybe try again. I'll head on down the road. You can look for me again in 20 years.
Yes, hi, Tracy. It's Reggie.
Reggie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Only I can't think of the name of the... Tony Douglas sang this song, and it was my friend Imogene Flanagan's favorite song.
Yeah?
And he used to play it almost every night, but every time you were on, but...
Was it Thank You for Touching My Life?
Yes, it was. It's good.
What a great song.
Yes, and if you could play The Coal Miner's Daughter for Ann...
Who did Coal Miner's Daughter?
Oh, Loretta. Okay.
I'll sure do it for you, okay? Thanks for calling, Reggie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Daughter, and you're listening to Country Like It Should Be with Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL, Brady, the heartbeat of Texas. He shoveled coal.
the money somewhere.
Of a coal miner's daughter, there's Loretta Lynn for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Good to hear from Reggie. He and Ann, longtime friends, and good to hear from Reggie and Ann. Love Loretta, and I, of course, I do too, and we'll do that especially for her tonight. Got the Hits Radio show here at KNEL.
Tracy, how in the world are you?
I'm feeling just great tonight.
That's good. Can you play Green Snakes, Green Snakes on the Ceiling and Teddy Bear?
I'll do them for you tonight.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
One fool in the stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own wife would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One full of stew, and on the stew sets his fool me. One full of stew, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life. Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One fool on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now. because my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet. And I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, someday this old truck will be yours, teddy bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, because it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, because this hot load of freight is just going to have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, so long, trucker, I'll catch you again. Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, because you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
Yes, Tracy. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm feeling great, great, great today.
Oh, man, we can't beat this heat.
I know.
God bless, it's hot.
Yes, it is.
Well, it's been a while since you heard from me, but I sure would love to hear a couple of songs.
I'll sure try.
Well, you done played the Outlaw's Prayer.
Uh-huh.
But you can play Colorado Kool-Aid for me, if you don't mind.
I can do that for you. Be happy to.
All righty, and anything but Mrs. Purdy Norma Jean.
I'll do it, and I appreciate you calling.
You better believe it. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. I was drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? It's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidney scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we's having ourselves one of them real good times. But you you know every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer, and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. That big mean drunk stood back, his face full of tears, looking down at the floor in one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican fella, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. Bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say. Then I said, "Barmaid, set us up a round of that Colorado Kool-Aid. While you're up there, bring this big fella here a box of Band-Aids. Now let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid, maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof earmuffs. Hey, ain't that right, big man?" I said, "Ain't that right, big man?" "Ah, hell, he can't hear. Not on this side, anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us all a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it?" "How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?"
It's do if I intend to sleep tonight. So put the bottle on the bar and let me do it upright. Please put the bottle on the bar where I can pet it, and take my address down before I forget it. I've got a feeling someone's gonna have to take me home this time, 'cause I'm gonna sit here till I get her off of my mind. My baby's gone, 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 and I'm alone, so, so alone, and I've got nothing else to lose. So bartender, pass the booze. Oh, buddy, now
friend.
I'm great, Mike, and you?
And I am doing good. Just sitting back listening to you. I've been working and listening to you. Got her going.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, you are my hero, buddy. Hey, I know you're busy. Could you play Ray Price. Curtis didn't do Ray Price. You tried to say City Lights.
Yeah, City Lights, sure.
Yeah, okay, could you do that? And could you do Curtis and Willie, It Won't Be Easy?
I sure will. I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Don't turn out right. Just a place to run.
to know you'd never doubt me, even though I give you cause most every day. Sometimes I think that you'd be better off without me. Peculiar way.
Don't doubt my love, if sometimes my mind should wander. To a suddenly remembered yesterday. Never stay too long away from you. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way. And though I may not always be the way you'd have me be,
that I can introduce a proud little mother right now, and we're real proud over here at the Opry, too. She sings a mighty fine songs and records for Decca. Let's make her welcome with a great big welcome. Here is Miss Loretta Lynn.
Well, I'm at home a-working and a-slaving this way. You're out of misbehaving, spending all of your pay. But why? Women and song. You're off my piggy bank and spend my license in dime. Unwind, women and song. Well, one of these nights, you're gonna come home. You find it's coming home to you. You see what you've done, and what's good for one, it's also good for two. When you're in the doghouse with that mangy old pup, you may start to think a nanny given. Your wine, women and song. Well, one of these nights, you're gonna come home. You find it's coming home to you. You see what you've done, and what's good.
Let me think of Bob Wills, Milk Cow Blues, and Faded Love, and that'd be fine.
All right, I'll do it for you tonight.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Johnny Gamble. going to tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop my crying and leave you alone. And if you don't think I'm leaving, big mama, just count the days I'm gone. Cause ain't gonna see my sweet face no more. Yeah, you're gonna be wondering, honey, where in this world I gone.
Levi.
Hi, this is Tammy Wynette, and you're listening to the Tracy Pidcock Show right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
Inside of a bar room, or listen to a jukebox all night long. But I see these are the things that bring you pleasure. So I'm gonna make some changes in our home. I've heard it said, if you can't beat them, join them. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, happy. From now on, you're gonna see a different me. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had. If you like them painted up, powdered up, then you ought to be glad. Because you're good girls are gonna go bad. Of whiskey. In fact, you'll hardly recognize your wife. I'll buy some brand new clothes and dress up fancy for my journey to the wilder side of life. Because you're good girls gonna go bad. I'm gonna be the swinginest swinger you've ever had.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcock. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.